Social media matters in our happiness, whether we like it or not. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Lee Farquhar, associate professor of entertainment media and journalism at Butler University, explores why.
This study examined Facebook's connection to happiness and life satisfaction through the lens of social comparison theory. Generally, research indicates negative outcomes from heavy use of social media, such as lower self-esteem and increased loneliness, and our own previous research has indicated these outcomes. However, for this study, we saw an uptick in participants' happiness and life satisfaction based on how they compare themselves to others on Facebook. The premise of comparison theory is that we constantly observe the world to see how we fit in, and social media is particularly suited for observing others. In the study, we looked at social comparisons in general and comparisons on Facebook specifically, and we found a predictive relationship between social comparisons and happiness, and also a predictive relationship between Facebook-specific comparisons and life satisfaction. How we interpret these findings is that, for some, certain types of Facebook actions lead to a bump, though likely only temporary, in happiness and life satisfaction. Going a little deeper into social comparison theory, we see this as potential support for downward social comparison. That is, participants who saw the increased happiness and life satisfaction were getting the social comparison bump by looking at others who had it worse than themselves. Feeling bad about your job? You can always find someone on Facebook who has it worse than you. Feeling bad about your relationship? Facebook surely has someone who has it worse than you. I should warn that, for most people, however, I would not simply prescribe increasing time spent on Facebook looking down on others. It's very unlikely to work that way for everyone. Again, sheer time spent on Facebook predicted lower self-esteem in this and other studies.
That was Lee Farquhar of Butler University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.